Good morning. We're in standard tuning. EADGBE. Bhairav. Just do little parts of it just as a place to focus on the interaction between the left and the right hands when we're playing single lines. So let's start with the right hand. We're resting the forearm on the guitar, and you've got a place where you can kind of seesaw a little bit, so the elbow can go down, the hand comes up, elbow goes up, hand goes down, and the fingers are not being used, not playing the guitar, not plucking the string. Just let them hang out there. So what you're doing is you're just counteracting that immediate response to playing, which is, oh, I've got my guitar now, I've got a pluck, and you go into that position with your hand. Just let it go, decide you're not going to do anything about it, and instead look around the room. And then if you can keep that space of looking around the room, not plucking the guitar, you can move the index finger a little, move the middle finger, alternate them just above the string. They'll sort of be pointing down towards the ground, so you're not bringing them to the guitar, and you've got a bit of a movement still of that pivot of the forearm. And then just get that movement going, pivoting on the forearm, and just get the string a little bit. It'll make a tiny sound because you're not engaging the nail yet, really, if you're using nails. Just kind of moving over the string and getting a little random sound from whichever string you happen to get to. Similarly with the left hand, you touch the thumb, the fingers are free, and you can pivot the thumb around, you can move the elbow, forearm can go, the palm can go towards the ground. If you pivot that way, it can go towards the ceiling. There's that whole range of movement. And just think about not putting your fingers down on the fretboard yet. See if there's any feeling of slight relief. You're not going to do what you usually do when you pick up the guitar. Instead, you look around the room. And then let's bring the second finger down onto the fretboard anyway, just touching the string but not displacing it at all. Just feeling the string with the second finger. Now let's exchange it for the first. It can go anywhere, and you're not pushing down, just touching string back. Try exchanging it for 3, 2, 1. Try 1, 3, 2, 1, 4. Just touching. Now let's do a movement like a chromatic. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1. But very slowly. And only one finger touching the string at a time. So you just get a little moment of re-feeling that movement without the associated pressure of pushing down the string. So we're just moving, we're in standard tuning. And we're just touching the string with the left hand, One, two, three, four, three, two, one. Backwards and forwards. Without displacing the string onto the fretboard. So it's so gentle that the string isn't moving at all, really. Tiny bit. And the thumb behind. It'll be somewhere between the first and the second fingers. But in order to get to the little finger, there's got to be a little movement as you come up to the little finger of the elbow, moving in towards the body or in towards the body of the guitar. So you use that movement to get the little finger engaged, rather than holding the hand in any particular position. You just have that kind of slight rocking motion in the elbow. Because when you're in the first finger, it's kind of an open hand, and it slowly moves in until you get to the fourth finger, and then it moves out again. But the hand itself, the palm doesn't move at all. You're not contracting the palm to get the little finger down. You're just repositioning the whole hand, and you feel that change in the thumb. The thumb kind of pivots a little bit out and in. All right. Now let's use an I and M. And because your hand is relaxed, your thumb on the right hand is touching the string below. It kind of naturally is there. And then you bounce it slightly on that string. I and M, just taking a walk. A little bounce from the elbow, using the pivot on the forearm. A string, your whole hand is moving. You're not changing the fingers. So let's do four on the top string and four on the B string. And feel that there's a repositioning of the hand, but again, there's nothing happening in the palm. No contraction in the palm. You can even think about the back of the hand. I'm not making a fist. I'm not holding a tennis ball, not plucking the string, not trying to be accurate. Much more movement in the hand. Maybe the second finger on the fifth fret. Slow it down slightly, and then every time you're plucking, we want to put that fifth fret down. Maybe use the second finger. So it's off, and it just goes on. So there's a moment of contact that happens at exactly the same time. Both hands. Start to shift your idea of the sound coming from the right hand, and feel like the pressing of a button of the left hand is what's making the sound. So you're synchronizing perfectly the movement. And the best place to be is just behind the fret. And If I were to take a piece of paper and slide it underneath your thumb, it would move easily. The thumb is just touching there because it's got nowhere else to go. It could just as easily come off. Now mine is off, the thumb is not touching, and I'm just pressing down. It's a little bit more chaotic. Put the thumb back, and you have that nice movement. And there's a movement in the whole hand, and you don't have to use the palm, you don't have to contract the palm. And you still have the whole room to look at. And now we move down, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5th fret, 2nd string, and you move between the two. Remember you're using index and middle on the right. Now to engage the rest of them, still going to do this kind of stabby where we're only touching the string as we play. 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2. 2, 3, 3. And let's go away from the fretboard in between. So we don't hold any set. The hand can just go to the side and then it comes up. 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 2, 3, 1 string lower, and touching as you pluck. Leave the fretboard in between. Thumb is passive, just touching. I don't need to squeeze the neck. Alternate them, one each. Knee. And don't forget the movement in the elbow in the right. It's a little bit of a bounce in the elbow. Or at least in the hand. And in standard tuning, we're in the fourth position. 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2. And lower string using I and M. Let's go back to that scale we were doing, the Bayreuth scale. So it starts on 2. And just let that note ring. This is 2 on the 4th string. 3, 4. And use alternating fingers to pluck. Index, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. And you can feel that because you're not pressing too hard with the 2nd finger, left hand. But there's a vibration under the finger, and it goes all the way into the hand. Because you're not stopping anything. You're not clamping down the thumb. Think about not squeezing the thumb. Think about what squeezing the thumb would feel like. Just imagine squeezing it down onto the fretboard, and then you just make the decision not to do that. So you've got the idea of what it's like to do it, and you inhibit that idea. I'm not going to squeeze the thumb. Finger. But now when we go to the third finger, it's going to happen at exactly the same time as the pluck, and the second finger is going to release. 2, 3, 4. 3, 4. Same vibration through the finger. Hand. You might hit the string, you might not. Now the next note is going to be the first finger on the third string. At the same time as the pluck, here it comes. Everything else is gone. There's also a vibration through that finger from the string, from the body of the guitar coming through the thumb. And that resolves up to two. Let's do that short. Two. One, two, one, two, one. Just touching, getting used to that again. And then let's make the last one ring by just holding it gently. And you feel what you're doing is, you remember that you're not pushing the string onto the fretboard. All you're doing is holding the string against the fret, against the metal. All right. So if you have the idea that you're kind of pushing the string onto the fretboard, change that idea and think about not touching the fretboard. The string isn't touching the fretboard, it's floating above it. You're just holding the nylon string or the steel string against the metal fret. Now with the same short motion, one finger at a time, feel like the sound is coming from the action of the left hand. Thumb is passive. The right hand thumb follows along. It's touching the string below every time, so it moves, and there's a movement in the hand. So this tuning is absolutely not a great tuning for this scale, because we've got no open string there. So we're wasting a perfectly wonderful open string. But it's nice if we're working with the fingers, just to get rid of the open strings a little bit. Let's add the 1, 2. So we have, and now let's make it kind of legato. Same synchronization, but you're gonna hold on a little longer, like 2, 3. Two, three. starting on M. So I've got M, I, M, I, M, I. Or you could start on I. I, M, I, M, I. Doesn't matter. Either one works. Because your hand is floating over the strings, the right hand. So it can move between one string and the other very easily. It's not stuck in a position. Two, three, four. This single string, the fourth string. So the first part we have is 1, 2, 3, 2. Then you have 1 and 2. So you could move 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, and you've got a nice easy shift there, and let the thumb kind of lead the shift. It doesn't get left behind. The whole hand moves, and you're not disturbing the relationship between the fingers and the thumb at any one point. They're always the same, but not fixed. I am. Let's just have a six arpeggio. And then just so we can be flexible with our tuning heads as well. At the moment we're listening to an E minor, right? So find your third tuning head, just on the third string, and bring it up to major. Hand and the elbow, it's got a little, if you on your elbow now, they'd feel a kind of pulsing up and down, little movement. I don't have to push down on the guitar with a forearm. I've got 180 degree vision, up and down and round. So you're not focused in on the strings, and you can miss the string if you want. Get a bit messy. Take your third string back down to minor. So you put everything back like it was, otherwise you pick up the guitar next time. Sure, so the fret numbers for that scale are 0, 1, 4. That's in the first position. Then 5, 7, 8. in the fifth position, or 1, 3, 4 in fingers, and then 11, 12 in the 11th position, first and second fingers. So 0, 1, 4, 1, 3, 4, 2, 1. I mean, 1, 2. 0, 1, 4. 3, 4. All right, thank you for joining. See you again in a few hours if you're around.